The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
We think we've got the Premier's announcement now. He's at the podium. Here we go.
Right to go.
Bit late, but anyway.
Thanks so much for being here this morning. We've got quite a bit to get through, but if I can start with the daily update, there are 1,494 cases of coronavirus in Victoria. That is 7 more than yesterday. One of those 7 is connected to the Cedar Meats outbreak. 4 are connected to overseas travel. They are return travellers. And 2 of those cases are still being investigated. We have, over these last 2 weeks, I want to start by saying how grateful and how impressed I am that 161,000 Victorians have come forward to get tested. It is a mighty effort, and I'm so grateful that we ask people to do that, and they have absolutely come forward in record numbers. This is by far and away the biggest testing program that our state has ever seen, and it's one that gives us options that we will act on today. And I'll come to that in just a moment. But those 161,000 Victorians, thank you so much to the lab technicians, to the public health team who have been taking those tests, processing those tests. We now have 141,000 of those 161,000 tests processed, and we can say that there are 30 cases that we simply didn't know about before those tests were conducted. They're not connected to an outbreak. They're not connected to overseas travel. What that tells us is the virus is still with us. The virus is in the Victorian community, and it was the right thing to do to go and do that massive number of tests to confirm that, to basically show us that whilst the numbers are stable, there is a real need to be cautious. There is a need for us to take a small first step and all be vigilant in following a new set of rules. This is not over. I wish it were, but it is not over. And whilst we won't necessarily be doing 161,000 tests every fortnight, testing will be a feature of each day, each week, each month for the rest of 2020. So what I want to do now is take you through the first lot of changes we will make to these rules. The
first, here we go.
Safe, cautious and appropriate step towards getting back to as normal a life, as normal a Victoria as we can hope for, until, of course, we get a vaccine for this virus. So, as you know, we have been asking Victorians to stay at home, and we've said there are 4 reasons to leave your home. We are adding a reason, we are adding a 5th reason, and we are changing one of those 4 reasons, essentially. From 11:59pm tomorrow night, Victorians will be able to have 5 guests to their home. They should be family and friends. After all, they're the people that mean the most to us in each of our lives, and that's where it's really hurt, I think, people not being able to connect with the people that are most important to them. So from just before midnight tomorrow night until the end of May, this next period will expire just before midnight on the 31st of May, so about 3 weeks' time. You will be able to have...
Having a few issues with the audio, hopefully it will improve. Having a few audio, and the audio's, I think, just dropped out. So there you go. The announcement so far is that there's allowed to be 5 guests in people's homes. Let's see if we can get a better service. Listen to this.
That's most important.
Here we go. That's better.
And secondly, if there are outbreaks, we need to be able to contact trace, and obviously family and friends, people who are known, and seeing and hygiene arrangements, common sense, basically. The rules that have been in place to this point remain in place. There are some further changes to funerals, to weddings, to auction houses, to real estate auctions, to religious observance, small private prayer, other similar services. Not a full mass, not a full service, but some very discreet, we think, appropriate changes made there. There are some changes also to the way a number of community facilities work. For instance, some counselling services, which we believe are really very important, some council facilities, community centres and the like, run things like Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, things of that nature, counselling and other really integral and important community meetings. They will be allowed, but again, no more than 10, and there will be physical distancing and all of those other usual arrangements. Nothing changes there. You've got a list that takes you through all of those changes, but the headline is you should still stay at home unless you are going out for one of those five reasons. The four everyone knows about. The fifth reason is to visit family and friends, but no more than five visitors can go to somebody else's home. On work, I would ask and encourage people, if you can work from home, you must work from home for the rest of May. Some people have not been able to do that, but a very large number of Victorians have been able to do that. I'd also say, whilst it is now allowed, or from midnight tomorrow night it will be allowed, for you to go and have dinner or a visit with family and friends, that doesn't mean, and it is not an invitation, to be having a dinner party at every house every night. We have to use our common sense. We have to be proportionate. We have to recognise that this is far from over. This is an opportunity for a first step that is safe, cautious and appropriate. And that's what's most important. Now, just finally, before I ask Jenny to add to my comments, and then we'll take any questions you have, all three of us are happy to answer any questions that you have, I want to speak a little bit for a moment about schools. We have been doing a power of work, and we're very close to finalising a plan to see face-to-face learning return before the end of Term 2. As you know, we had, for the purposes of certainty, said to parents right across the state that they should plan and assume that that learning from home would continue for the entirety of Term 2. We now believe that a gradual, staged return to face-to-face learning is safe, cautious, and appropriate given the testing we've done and the circumstances we face. Today is not the day to announce the details of that. I don't want to make announcements and then not be able to answer all the questions that you rightly will put to me, but that'll be done soon, and we'll give parents lots of notice. That's exactly what they have asked for. We've been working very closely with teachers and staff, with principals, with parent community, right across the board, and we're very close to be able to make some significant announcements on schools. Overall, you only get one chance to take this first step and to do it properly. This is safe, this is cautious, this is appropriate. We're not other states. We face our own unique challenges, and we need to be appropriate to those. We need to be cautious. I think it is also worth mentioning, before I throw to Jenny, that professional sport, after all, it is a workplace. There have been there's been a lot of work between, say, the AFL and the public health team, and we will be able to, we have agreed to a set of arrangements that will allow training for AFL, for rugby league, for other professional sports to resume from just before midnight tomorrow night. What, of course, with that happening, once training is up and running again, that paves the way for the AFL and other codes to make announcements. So training resuming paves the way for footy to be back. And I think we all want that, provided it's safe, appropriate, and can be done in a cautious way, and I'm confident that it can be. So these are small steps, significant steps, though. You only get one chance to get this right. The last thing we want to do is follow the example that so many other countries have given us. If you relax too many rules too quickly, then we will find ourselves back here, and indeed worse. We will find ourselves in a lockdown, even harder than the one that we are now coming out of. Our numbers, our performance, is the envy of the world. We need to make sure that we jealously guard that, that we are cautious, that we are safe, that we are appropriate in any easing. Of course, June, following more testing, following the experience of these three and a half weeks, that will guide us, and we'll have more to say at that time about cafes, restaurants and a whole range of other issues. We've been guided by the data. I'm so impressed to think that so many Victorians have done the right thing, that so many Victorians came forward and got tested. We are in this together. We can all be proud of the results we have been able to produce, and we all need to have that shared commitment to keep following the rules so that we don't give back all the great progress that we have made. Thank you to every single Victorian. And now I'll ask Jenny to add to my comments.
And that's where we'll leave the Premier and Jenny Makarkos and the Chief Medical Officer. And, of course, you'll hear about that throughout the day. But in summary of his announcement, up to 5 guests at people's homes. So that's a 5th reason to leave the house, to go and visit family and friends with up to 5 guests. New arrangements for religious observations, new arrangements potentially for community centres and council-run facilities, schools, they're still working on it with a view to seeing them back towards the end of term 2, and AFL training potentially resuming tomorrow night, or tomorrow, and then that will pave the way, but no set announcement as to when the AFL will resume. So that is the Premier's announcement, and a bit of trouble with the first audio, but we got it there in the end, thanks to Sky News. That's it from me. Wes J's been standing by for 45 RPM, so we'll throw straight over to him, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow morning at 9.
The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.